Welcome to this week's edition of Deeply Dylan.
When she said, "Don't waste your words, they're just lies," I cried, she was deaf. Hey, she worked on my face until breaking my eyes and saying, "What else you got left?" It was then that I got up to leave, but she said, "Don't forget." Everybody must give something back for something they get. I stood there and hummed. I tapped on her drum. I asked her how come. And she buttoned her boot and straightened her suit. And she said, "Don't get cute." So I forced my hands in my pockets and filled with my thumbs. And gallantly I handed her my very last piece of gum. She threw me outside. I stood in the dirt where everyone walked. And after finding out I forgot my shirt, I went back and knocked. I waited in the hallway, she went to get it, and I tried to make sense out of that picture of you in your wheelchair that leaned up against. Jamaican rum. And when she did come, I asked her for some. She said, "No, dear." I said, "Your words aren't clear. You better spit out your gum." She screamed till her face got so red, then she fell on the floor. And I covered her up and then thought I'll go look through her drawer. And when I was through, I filled up my shoe and brought it to you. And you took me in. You loved me then, you never wasted time. And I never took much. I never asked for your crutch. Now don't ask for mine.
And the wind blows high, and I 10,000 miles away from home, 10,000 miles or more. The sea may freeze and the earth may burn if I never no more return to you, Mary Ann. Surely turn to white. If ever I prove false to you, let the day turn to night, my dear Mary Ann.
Time in your pride, didn't you? cause if you were down, you're bound to fall. You thought they were all kidding you. You used to laugh about everybody that was hanging out. Now you don't talk so loud. Now you don't seem so proud. But having to be scrounging around by your next but you know you only used to get juice today. Nobody's ever taught you how to live out on the street. Now you find out you're gonna have to get used to it. You said you'd never compromise with the mystery tramp, but now you realize selling any alibis. As you stare into the vacuum of his eyes and say, do you wanna make it? The frowns on the jugglers and the clowns when they all came down to do tricks for you. You never understood that it ain't no good. You should never let other people get your kicks for you. You used to ride on a chrome horse with your diplomat, the cabin on your shoulder, a Sammy's cat. Ain't it hard when you discover that it really wasn't where it's at? At least taken everything he can steal. Like I can lean on now. the steeple and all pretty people drinking, thinking that they got it made. Exchange it all, precious gifts and things, but take your diamond ring down and won't it be? It used to be so amused at the falling in rags and the language that he used. But if now he calls you and you can't refuse, but you ain't got nothing, you got nothing to lose.
Rick von Schmidt. He lives in Cambridge. Rick's a blues guitar player. I met him one day in the green pastures of Harvard University. Follow you down, baby, let me follow you down. Well, I'd do anything in this God Almighty world if you just let me follow you down. Can I come home with you? Baby, can I come home with you? Yes, I'd do anything in this God Almighty world if you just let me come home with you. Baby, let me follow you down. Baby, let me follow you down.
And I'd do anything in this god almighty world if you just let me follow you down.
Follow you down. My love, she speaks like silence, without ideals or violence. Doesn't have to say she's faithful, yet she's true like ice, like fire. People carry roses, make promises by the hour. My love, she laughs like the flowers Valentine's came by her. In the dime stores and bus stations, people talk over situations, read books and repeat quotations, draw conclusions on the wall. Some speak of the future, my love, she speaks softly, knows there's no success like failure, and that failure's no success at all. Dagger dangle, madams light the candles, in ceremonies of the horsemen, even a pawn must hold a grudge. Statues made of matchsticks crumble into one another. My love winks, she doesn't bother, she knows too much to argue or to judge. Trembles, the country doctor rambles, bankers' nieces seek perfection, expecting all the gifts that wise men bring. The wind howls like a hammer, the night blows cold and rainy. My love, she's like some raven at my window with her brain.
In that set, we heard Fourth Time Around from Blonde on Blonde, Mary Ann from Dylan, Someone's Got a Hold of My Heart from Bootleg Series Volume 1, The Water is Wide from Bootleg Series Volume 5, Like a Rolling Stone from MTV Unplugged, Baby, Let Me Follow You Down from Biograph, and we concluded the set with Love Minus Zero, No Limit, from Bootleg Series Volume 5.
You're listening to Deeply Dylan on KYGT, The Goat, in Idaho Springs, Colorado.
Must leave now, take what you need, you think will last. But whatever you wish to keep, you'd better grab it fast.
Commander stands you orphan with his gun. Crying like a fire in the sun. Look out, the saints are coming through. And it's all over now, baby blue. The highway is for gamblers, better use your sense. Take what you have gathered from coincidence. Empty-handed painter from your streets is drawing crazy patterns on your sheets. The sky too is folding over you. It's all over now, baby blue. All your seasick sailors, they're all rowing home. All your reindeer armies, they're all going home. The lover who has just walked out your door has taken all his blankets from the floor. The carpet too is moving under you. And it's all over now, baby blue. Stepping stones behind, something calls for you. Forget the dead you've left, they will not follow you. The vagabond who's rapping at your door is standing in the clothes that you once wore. Strike another match, go start anew. And it's all over now, baby blue. Thank you.
went to see the gypsy, staying in a big hotel. He smiled when he saw me coming, and he wished me well. His room was dark and crowded, the lights were low and dim. "How are you?" he asked of me, and I asked the same of him. I went down to the lobby to make a small call out. A pretty dancing girl was there, and she began to shout, "Go on back to see the gypsy. He can rid you of your fear. He did it in Las Vegas, and he can do it here." Oh, the lights were on the river, shining from outside. I contemplated every move, or at least I tried. I went back to see the gypsy. It was nearly early dawn. The gypsy's door was open, but the gypsy was gone. And that pretty dancing girl, oh, she could not be found. So I watched the sun come rising in a little Minnesota town.
Son of man, I'll never understand. just a holy son of man. I'll never understand. My God, they killed me. There was a man named Muhammad Gandhi, a man named Martin Luther King, the only son of the God Almighty, the Holy One.
It's something like the same. You say that you're fed up. You say you're gonna head off. Then you run around packing like a chicken with your head off. I just wanna ask you, how and where are you at? 'Cause I tell you all the time, you don't have to do that. Now I'm gonna play on the piano. Time ago, a crazy dream came to me. I dreamt I was walking in World War III. I went to the doctor the very next day to see what kind of words he could say. He said it was a bad dream. I wouldn't worry about it none, though. Them old dreams are only in your head. I said, hold it, Doc, the World War passed through my brain. He said, nurse, get your pad, the boy's insane. He grabbed my arm, I said, ouch, as I landed on the psychiatric couch. He said, tell me about it. Well, the whole thing started at 3 o'clock fast. It was all over by 4:15. I was down in the sewer with some little lover when I peeked out from a manhole cover, wondering who turned the lights on us. got up and I walked around, up and down the lonesome town. I stood wondering which way to go. I lit a cigarette on a parking meter and walked on down the road. It was a normal day. Well, I rung me fallout shelter bell, and I leaned my head and I give a yell. Give me a string bean, I'm a hungry man. A shotgun fired and away I ran. I don't blame him too much, though he didn't know me. Down the corner by the hot dog stand, I seen a man. I said, howdy, friend, I guess it's just us two. He screamed a bit and away he flew. Thought I was a communist. Well, he spied me a girl before she could leave. I said, let's go play Adam and Eve. I took her by the hand and my heart was thumping. She said, hey, man, you crazy or something? You seen what happened last time they started? Well, I seen me a Cadillac window uptown. There was nobody around. I got into the driver's seat and I drove down 42nd Street in my Cadillac. Good car to drive after a war. Well, I remember seeing some ads, so I turned on my Connell ride, but I didn't pay the Con Ed bill, so the radio didn't work so well. Turned on my record player. It was Rock-A-Day Johnny singing, tell your ma, tell your pa, our loves are gonna grow, ooh-wah-ooh-wah. I was feeling kind of lonesome and blue. I needed somebody to talk to. So I called up the operator of time just to hear a voice of some kind. When you hear the beep, it will be 3 o'clock. She said that for over an hour and I hung up. Well, the doctor interrupted me just about then, saying, hey, I've been having the same old dreams. But mine was a little different, you see. I dreamed the only person left after the war was me. I didn't see you around. Well, now time passed, and now it seems everybody's having them dreams. Everybody sees itself walking around with no one else. Half the people can be part right all of the time, and some of the people can be all right part of the time, but all the people can't be all right all of the time. I think Abraham Lincoln said that. I'll let you be in my dream if I can be in yours. I said that. John Brown went off to war to fight on a foreign shore. His mama sure was proud of him.
He stood straight and tall in his uniform and all. His mama's face broke out all to a grin. Oh, son, you look so fine. I'm glad you're a son of mine. Do what you make me proud to know you hold a gun. Do what the captain says. Lots of medals you will get. And we'll put them on the wall when you come home. And that old train pulled out. John's ma began to shout, telling everyone in the neighborhood, that's my son that's about to go. He's a soldier now, you know. She made well sure her neighbors understood. She got a letter once in a while, and her face broke into a smile as she showed him to the people from next door. And she bragged about her son with his uniform and gun in this thing she called a good old-fashioned war. Oh, good old-fashioned war. Then the letter ceased to come. For a long time they did not come. They ceased to come for about 10 months or more. And a letter finally came, saying, go down and meet the train. Your sons are coming home from the war. She smiled and went right down. She looked up and all around, but she did not see her soldier son in sight. But as all the people passed, she saw her son at last. When she did, she could hardly believe her eyes. Well, his face was all shot up, and his hands was all blown off, and he wore a metal brace around his waist. He whispered kind of slow in a voice she did not know, while she could not even recognize his face. Lord, Lord, recognize his face. Oh, tell me, my darling son, pray tell me what they'd done. How is it that you come to be this way? He tried his best to talk as his mouth could hardly move, and her mother had to turn her face away. Don't you remember, Ma, when I went off to war? He thought it was the best thing I could do. I was on the battleground, you were home acting proud. You wasn't there standing in my shoes. Lord, I thought when I was there, God, what am I doing here? I'm trying to kill somebody or die trying. But the thing that scared me most was when my enemy came close and I saw that his face looked just like mine. Oh, Lord, just like mine. I could not help but think, through the thunder sound and stink, that I was just a puppet in a play. And through the roar and smoke, this string had finally broke, and a cannonball blew my eyes away. As he turned away to walk, his ma was still in shock, seeing the metal brace that helped him stand. But as he turned to go, he called his mother close, and he dropped his medals down into her hand.
In that set, we heard It's All Over Now, Baby Blue, from Bootleg Series Volume 4. Went to See the Gypsy, from Bootleg Series Volume 10. They Killed Him, from Knocked Out Loaded. House of the Rising Sun, from Bootleg Series Volume 2. You Don't Have to Do That, from Bootleg Series Volume 12. Talkin' World War III Blues, from the Freewheelin' Bob Dylan. And we concluded the set with John Brown, from the Bootleg Series Volume 9.